The place where the, where chickens live.
Coop, chick coop.
And remember, let's see, what part, when you, what is that called when people want to make a, when you, part of a chicken, you eat one, the part that you like to pull apart and see which side will break?
Pulley bone.
And, what do you call the inside part of a chicken that you eat? Like the liver, heart,
gizzard?
The inside part of a pig or a calf that you eat.
Well, they go by a lot of different names. Call them chitlins.
I know.
The intestine is called a chitlin,
yeah.
And the stomach is called a hog maw, I believe, something like that.
Now, my brother and I had, well, sometimes somebody gave us, my father was a minister, and they, some people gave us chitlins one time, and I know my brother and Bob and I was closest your age. We sat out on the porch to get away from, we wouldn't sit at the same table.
There's a big organization in South Carolina called the National Chitlin Eaters.
Really?
Up there. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And they have a big convention right outside of Columbia every year. And they say when they cook those chitlins up there, the crops wither in the field.
Oh, no. Isn't that funny? Oh, dear. I know that I never wanted us to have those again. My poor brother had to go bury them. Oh, we tied handkerchiefs around them. Do you like to eat them?
If they're fixed right, they're very good. I've eaten them down here. We used to have chitlin suppers down here.
But it really, you really have to know what you're doing.
You've got to know how to prepare them.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be seasoned with a lot of red and black pepper. Mm-hmm. And if they're fixed up in the correct manner, they are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You have to give them another try
sometime. Okay. Souse meat. Have you ever eaten souse meat?
No.
You can buy that in the store. It's almost the same thing as chicken. Mm-hmm.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say it's what kind of time?
Chore time.
How do you call your cows to get them from the pasture? What would be some ways that people probably used to do that? Do you have any ideas?
Hmm. How do you call them?
Mm-hmm.
Probably yell at them, but... chase them.
Yeah.
Chase them up into
the
place.
Can you think of any of the words people used to say, how they would call them?
How they would call them? Suey.
Yeah. I think of that too. What about calling calves? What would they say?
I really wouldn't know.
What do they say to mules or horses to make them go left and right? What are some of the things that they might say?
Since I don't...
You have no idea.
Don't ride them, I don't know.
What would you do, though, to get them to go on?
You can use the bottom of your heel in stirrups.
Would you say anything to them, though?
Wouldn't really say anything. Just move your heel back and touch them.
Okay, what about to stop them? Would you ever say anything?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Giddy up. That's what I'm saying, giddy up.
Whoa. How would they call hogs to feed them? Do you have any idea?
Call hogs. Let's see. I used to hear this old colored man. We did have some livestock way back. I can remember him calling.